Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's AEROBroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. Coming up in this week's first hour of the show, happy 4th of July weekend. In this best of episode, Eric G. talks with Jeff Kutis from MB Sentinel on how to stop those porch pirates once and for all.
But this product is a perfect solution. It's battery operated. You don't have to run power. You don't have to run solar. You open it up, it has an LED light on the inside. So it's just a very simple, very secure way to secure your packages. What's super awesome is we have this thing available in raw aluminum. It's going to have a price point of $795.
So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. If you are barbecuing this weekend on that old grill and wish you had something a bit nicer, head to monumentgrills.com to up your barbecue game.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to find out more about us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com to find out everything about us, whether it's the radio show, the podcast, or the TV show. There's information there. And we have got a great guest today. If you live in an area where you end up having packages missing or you're worried about packages being missed, guess what? I have your solution. Jeff from MB Sentinel, my friend and friend of the show, welcome to Around the House.
It's a great day to be here, Eric. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you taking the time. I know how busy you are. You guys have really just taken over the market on protecting people's online packages, deliveries, when it shows up on the front doorstep and that driver walks away.
I tell you, it looks like that now, Eric, but we've been doing this since 2017. It's been quite a time just understanding what all the solutions are that everyone requires for package delivery. It's not the same. We all have the same problem, but we don't require the same solution. MB Sentinel knows which solution's right for you. And it's only because we've had an opportunity to speak with everyone that requires a package delivery device, which who isn't that, right? So from architects to builders to countless hours at home improvement shows, we really feel like we got this dialed in and it's forward to helping folks create solutions that'll last a lifetime for them.
Man, we've all driven down the street, seen our neighbors' houses, and they've got the UPS, FedEx, Amazon, whatever stacked up out front. And you're just like, I don't care if you've even got the best security system out there. It's just tempting that person tolling down the street or the sidewalk to come take home your last order.
You're exactly right. And that's a lot of homes in America, right? Super excited that we're in a position to make communities safer again, just one home at a time. But yeah, visibility. We have even products that we call security by obscurity. Even if you can't afford a parcel box or some of the things that we offer, whatever we can do to help conceal those packages, whether it's behind a planter or something of that nature, it's just one of those things. If they're not seen, it's not a problem typically, but boy, when people come to your house that first time, it certainly invites trouble a second time, according to all the data that's out there. So
absolutely. One of my favorite products of yours, and I just love the names that you use on these, like the Box Gobbler, man. That is just, it seems like that is just your freeway to keeping people's packages safe. That's just the easy road right there.
Oh yeah. And that wall insert is amazing. It comes in two different sizes for both residential and commercial, but the Box Gobbler 1428, which is specific to the commercial, it does more than just secure your packages. And that's mostly why people find us, right? It's because they're looking for some secure form of package delivery. But I'd love to, you know, point out for people that are aging in place or considering aging in place, or maybe have a parent that's aging in place, you know, super excited to have you listen in today. And we're going to talk about some of that, I expect. But imagine your mom not having to return a package or you having to return it for her. You can do it right from the convenience of her home or your home. And then to think that she's never going to have to go on the front porch again to risk a slip and fall outside. So as we age and things change a bit, it's a great product. It's actually a universal product. So you'll get it while you're young and you can use it forever. It depends on how long you want to stay in your home, but it's going to last a lifetime.
Absolutely. And yeah, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but I think it's really good. And I want to explain what the products are first before we get into the aging in place so people can really visualize what we're talking about here. But that box gobbler basically just fits in between the studs and a wall in most cases. And it allows those packages to be delivered into the side of a garage or into a mudroom or whatever, however your house is laid out with the front porch or access. And it just secures those packages.
Yeah, it's a great product for both new installation or existing home. So it doesn't quite fit between the two studs on 16-inch centers because we actually started developing a product like that because we thought this is what is going to make it easier for the DIY or for the general contractor. But as it turns out, we went and did the research, and it actually needed to be wider than that. So if you can cut a window in and have to put a header in and below, it's going to require that because it doesn't offer the capacity that it would need to make that work for it to just fit between those studs. But it's really a simple product to install.
If you're just joining us, we've been talking with Jeff from NB Sentinel about their ways that they can protect your packages on your front door. That way, those package thieves don't get them. Now let's get back to the conversation. Exactly. But if you've got those 24-inch on center studs, you're good to go.
You are good to go.
Really easy. So, and I love it because it's insulated. It's well built. You guys have just really thought out all the details on this and it looks good too. So it's not going to cramp your style.
Oh yeah. We're all about doing things right the first time, Eric. I can say we're like on just the door itself. When people look at our door, they don't know that we've designed that door probably more than 20 times now. It's incredible. You wouldn't think that much goes into forming a door like this, but we're super excited that it offers the aesthetic that it does. And it's just, everything's just very well done. And that's all we like to do.
And that's perfect, brother. That's absolutely perfect. And that's not all. You guys build stuff. If somebody's got a long driveway or a gate out there, you guys create more pedestal mount ones for going out by that. And as well as stuff for your porch.
Absolutely. So whether it's a curbside placement or if somebody lives on a gated property, we have those solutions and we certainly look forward to helping them, whether it's for a cabinet or wall insert. Then we're coming up with great stuff all the time. We've got some new products that we're excited about launching here soon and look forward to hitting some better value price points for folks that are looking for a solution.
On some of those too, it's great because not everybody has that spot that they can drop in. Maybe they don't have a garage. Maybe they don't have a more older house that's in the middle of the city and you're really limited on what you can fit, or even some of the townhomes out there where it makes it a little harder to do. You guys have some great solutions for that coming up.
Absolutely. People just, if they could help us understand how they receive packages now, it's pretty much that simple. We can help them determine which solution's right for them. So whether you're going to integrate something into a fence where you need it to be a two-door cabinet, or whether you want to put it in the garage so that we can keep the packages off your porch and get those products right into your house, we've got a solution for just about every scenario for how people live.
Man, that is great. It's just so cool to be able to have a solution for that. Because, you know, I don't know, it's funny, at my house and more than once, my wife's come home, taken a pictures of her front porch, and the FedEx UPS driver basically eliminated access to the front door because the 12 boxes were stacked up on the porch and there's no way you're getting in there without moving a bunch of stuff out of the way. And she wasn't too thrilled just because she had the groceries in her hand.
The box gobbler would certainly do that. You can convey packages into your garage at a large capacity. It turns your garage into like its own receiving center. So it would definitely help you in that regard for sure.
Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the other stuff you're doing out there as well. You and I had this great discussion here over the last few weeks about aging in place. And for instance, my mom, who's in her 80s, I've always run into struggles with her with deliveries because it could end up sitting on her porch for a day or two because she's moving around, a little limited ability. So she's wheelchair or walker, depending on the day of the week. But she is so scared to go across that door threshold and get outside because she could end up in a situation where it's harder for her to get in, or she might not be able to get back in that, especially if that package is 6, 8, 10 feet away, or in many cases with people, it's down a step or two, and that's a whole new fear factor for them.
Absolutely. So yeah, the most important thing is to get these packages off the porch. And for a box gobbler, specifically for someone that's aging in place, if they're receiving their packages on the porch anyway, you'll find that this product is going to do a great job of managing helping you manage your time. So you don't have to run over to mom's house to get the package off the porch or call a neighbor to do it. It really just affords you that peace of time and just to be at peace to know that you've got that last step covered, whether you're bringing them into your home or putting them in a secure place at your front gated entrance. For anyone that's aging in place, just imagine never having to go to the post office to return a package again.
Don't change that dial. Around the House, we'll be right back with MB Sentinel and package security. Don't change that dial.
To find out more information, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. Don't change that dial. Around the House, we'll be right back after these important messages.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want flavor, ignite the summer, master the heat. Inspired by Southern grilling traditions, Monument Grills brings backyard barbecue to a whole new level with the powerful E605. It preheats to 500 degrees in just 3 minutes. Five burner infrared power up to 89,000 BTUs. Dual fuel ready, Bluetooth smart controls, and eco-friendly LED touch panel. Solid stainless build, legendary performance, unforgettable flavor. Grill like a pro? Visit monumentgrills.com. That's monumentgrills.com, because this summer, you're not just grilling, you're mastering the heat.
Hey, it's producer Jim here, and Eric G has no idea I'm doing this. When you sign up for the Around the House Insider, you're not just getting early access to the weekend show, exclusive extended episodes, the full back catalog, and a direct line to Eric himself. I'm throwing in two Around the House stickers on me just for signing up. But don't wait. This is only while supplies last. It's just $4 a month. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com or click the link in the show notes. Shush. Don't tell Eric.
To the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Eric G. Hey, if you want to find out more about us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Now let's get back to our conversation with my friend Jeff from MB Sentinel and how they can make your packages safe and not on your front porch.
This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. Head to monumentgrills.com to up your barbecue game. Now let's get back to Jeff in this best of episode from MB Sentinel.
I think it's really cool because, you know, there's so many things that are being delivered now, whether it's food delivery or anything else like that, you can really get it. So it's not getting snagged by anything else or even just getting hot or cold outside, depending on what the weather is. If you've got a conditioned space that's dropping into, for instance, with a box gobbler or one of those that's going into your residence, it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, absolutely. And you can actually elevate these things a bit so they could land on a table for mom, get it 2 feet off the floor. It's a whole lot easier to pick something off the floor ergonomically if it's a couple feet off the floor, right? So instead of putting a bench on your front porch to have a nice place for mom to have her stuff be seen by everybody just so she can pick it up. We moved that bench into the garage, and it offers the same solution without having it exposed to the elements or to the evildoers of the passer that are passing by. So
yeah, it's crazy out there. It's made the news here a couple times that we had delivery trucks driving around and we had the, I'll call them undesirables, following it around couple blocks behind them and just hitting them as they drop off, and people go up, steal it off the porch. And they were just literally robbing everything off that delivery truck as they went around the neighborhood. And who knows where they started following that truck, but of course they got nailed in the end. But crazy stuff like this happening out there. And I think this, as the economy is rough out there and people are really having to work hard to earn their living out there, I think some of these other people are trying to take the easy way out and sell stuff online, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole new source of revenue for these folks that are, it's their job, right? So formerly they'd go to a retailer, a brick and mortar retail store when we used to shop those guys more often. So many of them have closed. Those poor shoplifters, they just don't have anywhere to steal anything anymore. So they're coming to your front door. So it's, there's a lot that for every action, there's a reaction. We love package delivery at our home, and heck, why wouldn't we? Now we just got to get that last step solution figured out. And that's what we've done a good job of. So look forward to helping folks with that.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because I remember it's gotten to the point now if I walk into, it doesn't matter if it's Home Depot, Lowe's, Target, let's just throw a major retailer out there. I don't want to stand there, wait for 10 minutes for somebody to come unlock that cage for me. I just end up ordering it online and having it shipped to myself because it's just that much easier. But then, of course, you've got something that the retailer said, hey, someone's going to steal it. So we're going to lock it up. And now it's sitting on your front porch without a lock on it. So it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, we've had a great reception for our products since we started doing this. And really, like I said, I've gone through all the motions to understand what all the different scenarios are. And yeah, we look forward to helping people get that time and that peace of mind back in their life, too. So just like you said, having to go to the Home Depot and wait for them to unlock a cage, or having to return a product to the post office that wasn't quite right, or just give it away because you don't return things. This is like the last piece in home delivery that really hasn't been figured out. And I know we're doing a great job of that. There's really not a completely perfect solution, but this is so spot on for every type of scenario. We're super excited to have the privilege to be here at this point in time when it's so needed.
And you guys are doing a great job. And I want to talk a little bit here before we get into some of the other stuff. I wanted to talk about what you guys are doing to give back to St. Jude's, because I just love, Jeff, your guys' just give back attitude with MB Sentinel.
You know what? We feel like we're taking more than we're giving with St. Jude. This is such a privilege for us. We get to work with dream home builders throughout the nation. And that's a great way for them to experience our products and actually to showcase them to others that are interested in these dream homes. And for anyone that doesn't know what the Dream Home, St. Jude Dream Home Program is, it's where these builders, you know, they go out there and they build these homes. They work with all the building material suppliers, and everybody's working hard in the community to get this house up at a zero fixed cost is their goal, so they can donate these funds back towards such a great cause, you know, to help develop further the research for the kids. Dream Home, I think last year was like over $50 million they donated. So it's about $50 million annually, and we're super excited to be a part of that. Even beyond sponsoring products, when I was at the summit a couple of years ago, Eric, all I heard is, gosh, we got to figure out how to keep these building costs down. There's a lot of strain on these building materials companies to have to supply these great opportunities each year. But so with our company, we recognize that. And for those builders, once they have the experience with their product, they start proliferating into their communities, and we take a percentage of those sales and put it back into the Dream Home program to help support that the best that we can. So yeah, we're always looking for ways to work with St. Jude and do a good job for them, and just super excited to have the privilege to do so.
If you're just joining us, we've been talking with Jeff from NB Sentinel about their ways that they can protect your packages on your front door. That way, those package thieves don't get them. Now let's get back to the conversation. Man, you guys are just killing with that. And I just love it, because every time you and I talk, not in the media, not anything else, we're talking, you're always talking about what you guys are doing with that. And I just love the passion behind it. This isn't, and I can say this, guys, just as Jeff's friend here, that this is not just some marketing ploy. These guys are really doing all they can to help these guys out. So hats off to you, brother, for what you and your team are doing here to help those guys out, because that's such a great program that raises a ton of money for St. Jude's, and they need it.
Oh, yeah. St. Jude, it's a great foundation. It's our favorite. And we're so privileged, like I said, to have the opportunity to work with all these builders across the nation and introduce our products to them and further develop the opportunities to make communities safer. So it's going to be interesting to see how this develops. But I think at some point in time that these law enforcement areas are going to notice, well, we don't get a lot of calls for package theft over there in Fresno. Well, they have a box gobbler in every house over there in that community. It's just going to be interesting to see how we affect the data there. So, yes, we're super excited to move the needle with that and with St. Jude at the same time.
Nice. I want to ask some questions of you, just what your recommendations are for people, because, you know, we've got a lot of people listening to the show out there and they're like, okay, how does this work in my application? So let's say somebody has that mailbox out by the curb and they don't really have a place at their house. Do you have a solution maybe to deal with something like that could be a really good fit for them on a curbside application?
What you're talking about, Eric, is you're talking about solving my problem. That's where this all started. A combination of mailbox and package delivery safe. I had this postal carrier show up in my driveway like 3 days within a week when I closed my brick and mortar retail stores. I'm there and I see this person come up 3 days in a row. I'm like, wow, somebody needs to reinvent the mailbox. So we're just wearing these postal carriers out. It's Bezos hadn't quite got the prime trucks rolling yet and that whole service. And we had all these contract carriers rolling around after US, but USPS, they're the ones that started making all these package deliveries. That's where I developed this idea. But for the package delivery curbside, there's a couple of things to think about. So if your mailbox is on the same side of the street as your house, and you probably couldn't imagine it any different if it isn't. But just know that everyone has a different type of solution. And it's all these little nuances that we understand. So if you need a curbside combination mail and package delivery safe, we've got it. If you need a package delivery safe that's drive adjacent because you have a gated entrance on your place, and you want to pull up in your gated entrance and receive your packages through a front door, and it's only a front loader, we've got that. If you want to put it in a fence, because now you have a fence, but you don't want to have to go around your gate to get your products and you want to come through the fence, we've got that solution. So it's just connect with us online, and gosh, we'd love to walk you through what we offer, and certainly look forward to helping you develop a solution that's perfect for your location.
Thanks, brother. Now, I want to talk about your new products here, by the way, because you got some new stuff coming out. Are you able to talk about that yet?
Oh, yeah. We can talk about whatever we want, man. When it comes to package delivery, it's there are no secrets for us. We're out there, right? We're working hard to lead this thing. So it's a package delivery safe for gated properties called the Booty Safe. So just like package pirates, they're out there to steal the booty. And this, the Booty Safe, it's a catchy name, and it's specific for gated properties mainly.
Around the House, we'll be right back with Jeff in this best of episode from NB Sentinel after a word from our sponsors. Let's sound that
bell that keeps us breathing. Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at summittrailermfg.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at summittrailermfg.com. If I could dream of— Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Eric G. Hey, if you want to find out more about us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Now let's get back to our conversation with my friend Jeff from MB Sentinel and how they can make your packages safe and not on your front porch.
This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. Head to monumentgrills.com to up your barbecue game. Now let's get back to Jeff in this best of episode from MB Sentinel.
So it doesn't offer all the other ergonomic features that we do with our finger bottom designs and cabinets that we work with in a lot of the luxury home placements. But this product is a perfect solution. It's battery operated. You don't have to run power. You don't have to run solar. You open it up, it has a LED light on the inside. So it's just a very simple, a very secure way to secure your packages. And what's super awesome is we have this thing available in raw aluminum. It's going to have a price point of $795 shipped right now. So in our closest product that would even that they had as a choice was above $2,500. So we recognize that there's another customer there that really needs this product. And you know, sorry, guys, that we came off with the luxury line first, but that's where the business started for us. It's where we decided to grow the business and develop one. And now we're coming back to the middle market and having a great time helping everyone. So yeah, if you haven't seen the Booty Safe yet, it's not on our site, but give us a call. It's going to be exciting to see how that one takes off for us.
Nice. And then you have a planner one coming out too, don't you? Or am I letting the cat out of the bag too early?
No. We actually launched that planter safe last Mother's Day. And super cool. And we've got quite a bit more merchandise to do on our website, but we have a full service mail and package delivery safe that has the full electronics and security of all our other products. that also has a planter top available for it now too. So we understand everyone's home is their castle, and a lot of people love to do nice decorative things. And heck, who wants just a toolbox sitting out in front of their, or 55-gallon drum in front of their gated entrance, right? So we've taken that to the next level. And yeah, the new products too, though, like the planter safe, it's just so much fun to see flowers in the top of something that is going to also help manage a package delivery. So there it is, security through obscurity. Check out the planter safe.
And that comes in a bunch of different colors too, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Yeah, I'd have to look at the names to understand, but yes, there's a variety of colors, and it's outside of,
the turquoise one that was super cool on your website with that one or something, or maybe you sent it to me.
Oh yeah. And tell you what, my wife got involved with that piece. And it's,
there you go.
Yeah. Lisa, she's just incredible with that. Everybody looked at some of those colors and said, wow, I'm not so sure, but boy, people love them.
It's great, man. It's a lot of style with that. And I love what you're doing with it.
Thank you.
So what else have we not talked about today, Jeff? You guys are doing so much. And of course, I do want to send people to the website so they can really take a look and see what application is going to be right for them.
Yeah, there's love for them to go check us out at msentinel.com. It's what haven't we talked about? Honestly, Eric, this is a pretty simple business, right? But it's really tough to sometimes accomplish those simple things. They can be annoying. So when you think about package delivery, think about the time and freedom that you're going to get back in your life, or this, just to be able to, call your wife up and maybe meet her for dinner somewhere and not have to worry about what's on the front porch, or you're not going to have to rush home anymore. So what we love to do is educate people about beyond package security and keeping those things safe. The experience that you're going to have with our products, think about how often you use your dishwasher at home or your washing machine. It's really a household appliance. We feel like it's going to just be a whole new category for this last step solution for last mile deliveries that people are really searching for.
Man, that's great. So where do people go to find you guys on the web?
Yeah, so go to mbsentinel.com or search Box Gobbler, easy name to remember, and that'll bring you right to us. Yeah, and if you want to follow me on LinkedIn, I hang out there a lot too. Just look up.
Oh yeah, you and I do half our conversations over there. I love it over there.
Oh yeah, no, it's great. We've got an awesome following with architects and interior designers. They've done a great job of helping guide us through the solutions that people need.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks for coming on the show today, man. I appreciate it. And can't wait to see what you guys come up with next. Cause I tell you what, you're just on the cutting edge of that last mile delivery and securing what people have paid for when it shows up at the house.
Eric, it's always a pleasure to be with you, man. You're doing an awesome job. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, brother. Man, I tell you what, Jeff is one of my favorite people in the home improvement industry. This guy is out there with his team working all the hours during the week, trying to make sure the world is a better place and really trying to give back. And what he's been doing with St. Jude's is absolutely amazing. That guy is such an entrepreneur that likes to give. He is just one of my favorite people out there. So he's one of those guys, once you get to know, you can tell that he's heading in the right direction. And it's a great way to keep security front of mind and those packages not from getting taken off your front porch. Now, let's talk a little bit about security here, because we're coming into summer. And as we all know, security around your house is a 24/7, 365-day-a-year kind of thing. It doesn't matter if it's nighttime or daytime, 24/7, your house is at risk for somebody coming by and saying, hey, I wonder what's in there and what can I get? And it doesn't matter what neighborhood you're in. It could be good. It could be good. It could be better. It could be bad. It could be amazing. Everybody is at risk. And so here are my tips and tricks. And I want to talk about this for the rest of the hour here to really make sure that you've got those things dialed in to make sure your house is safe. And the first one here is going to be landscaping around your house. I really like it when you pull up in front, whether you're driving in the garage or you're pulling up and going in the front door. Do you have a clean view of everything around there? Now, if you've got tall shrubs out next to the door that somebody could hide behind, never a good situation. Because that gives somebody a place to duck in and out of as cars come by as they're trying to break into your place. So that's the first one. How easy is it? And then second of all, really, I start to get into lighting. Because a well-lit place is going to expose anybody trying to get into there. Now, of course, there's always brazen attacks and things like that. But the more you look like you have paid attention to security of your home, the better chance you have of them going down the street.
So my tip here is to make sure that there are no dark corners, no dark places around the door. Landscape lighting can be such a great theft deterrent. And especially when it comes to the front yard here, it is a big one. Now, one of the other things I want to make sure is if you have a gate, do you have locked gates? Can people get into your backyard easily? Can they walk up, cut across your lawn, and walk right into your backyard and maybe take out a back sliding glass door or maybe pry open a window back there? The better you have security from there, the harder it is for people to get back there and make a scene while they're trying to do it. It's one thing for somebody to be driving down the street and they see somebody walking in the backyard through the gate. It's a whole other thing if you see somebody climbing over a 6-foot gate. That attracts a lot of attention. And so there's a lot of different things you can do out there. If you've got a metal gate, it's really easy because you can actually put a regular door lock on those. And there's a lot of great products out there for a wood gate. If you've got a cedar fence or a wood fence going around there, there are some great products out there. And we actually just talked about one and I showed the install in my Around the House Northwest television show just a few weeks ago. This is one of those things that makes it easy. So you don't have to have power, but you can actually mount a lock up there that gives you access from both sides and you're never looking for a padlock and it's got a simple combination. My favorite one that I've seen out there that's not complicated is made by Yardlock. That simple, Yardlock. It is a keyless gate lock that really makes it easy to get in and out. And so instead of having that cable that goes through there, they have a combination lock on the front that you put in the 4-digit combination. And what that does is it pops open a door and it pulls on a cable on the latch on the other side that has a cover over it. So you can't just reach over the top and unlock it, which is one of the problems that you see with these other brands out there. It makes it pretty hard. So you reach over the top, and that way it opens right up. And that is a great security piece if you have a wood fence around your house. I think they're about $80 on Amazon on average. Take a look at it, but it is a very solid, safe, and secure way to lock that fence. And something that simple can really change the security around your house and still have to be able to go in and out of it very easily. You still have full access because there's nothing worse than a fence where you've got a lock on one side, you go up to go in the other side. Oh man, I can't get in and out of this thing, which that could be really tough. All right, when Around the House comes back, I'm going to give you my tips here for more security around your home and some easy ways to keep it safe and secure for your summertime vacations and anytime you're just out having fun.
Around the House will be right back in this best of episode after a word from our sponsors.
Hey Around the House fans, we've got some exciting news. Our website just got a major upgrade, thanks to the pros at SiteHypeDesigns.com. Now it's easier than ever to catch up on episodes, find expert home improvement tips, and connect with us. Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and check out the fresh new look and make sure to follow us on all our social media channels. It's your ultimate home for everything around the house. Built for homeowners, designed for you. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House show.
Hey guys, it's producer Jim over at the Around the House show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. Head to monumentgrills.com to up your barbecue game.
Welcome back to the Around the House show, the next generation in home improvement. If you're just joining us, you missed an amazing interview with Jeff from NB Sentinel, where we talked about keeping your packages safe. Doesn't matter if you're ordering off Amazon, if you've got FedEx, UPS, whoever. You can give them that code and they can drop those boxes off and they can either end up in a lockbox or inside your garage or in another container that you've designed. So there's a lot of great options for keeping those packages secure. Another security thing that I really want you to take a look at, which is part of a smart home system, but it's easy. And this is making sure that you've got lights that are turning on and off around the house during the day and night when you're gone. Now, here's the cool thing. Back in the 80s, 90s, and even before that, we used to have those cool little plug-in timers and the lights would turn off and on. You put them on when you're on vacation and you'd head out. I know I'm a Gen Xer talking about it here, but that's just how it used to be done. Nowadays, you can go in and set up with what I did. There's a lot of different systems out there. I use Samsung SmartThings because it works well with all the different pieces out there. It's pretty universal. But I think it's really cool with that is that you can do this. And when you're gone, you can turn lights on and off, or you can program it to do it automatically. So like when I go to bed at night, I don't want to go around and turn this off, turn this on, turn this off and do that. I set it up so I have a system so I can just sit there and hit the good night button and it turns off all the lights and leaves the ones that I want on. It automatically locks my door locks. It does all the things I want it to do and shuts the things down that I don't need. At the same time, when I wake up in the morning, I can hit the good morning button and it turns on the things that I want on in the morning. And that could be depending on the light outside. It could be dark or you want blinds to open up. Depending on what you've got going, it's a great way to make your house look like there's somebody there, even when there's nobody there weeks on end. And that's what's really cool with that. And I can also set up alerts on my garage door opener, which is just a simple Chamberlain or LiftMaster garage door. That opener can sit there and say, hey, if my garage door is open late at night, I better shut it because it shouldn't be open. And so if you've ever gone to bed with the garage door open in the middle of the night and you wake up going, oh man, how did I not get my stuff stolen? You got lucky there. And so that is one of the cool things that you can do with these smart home systems. And when you want it to have your door locks opened up, it's great. Now, some of these things, LiftMaster also has this garage door keypad. So if somebody comes up, it's their video keypad. It's pretty inexpensive. It's battery powered. If someone comes up and starts playing with it, it'll shoot you video in the app. Or if somebody walks up to your garage door and starts to play with it, it'll send you pictures in the app. Now, the other accessory that comes with some of their openers, and it's available with others, is they also have a deadbolt for that garage door. So think of a deadbolt style lock that's electronic. And what it does is it shoves that bolt in front of one of the wheels. So when you close your door, it goes clunk and locks it. So you don't have to worry about somebody coming up with a tool, pushing on the door a little bit and releasing that upper lock release to get the door open. It doesn't happen. No one's coming through that door without taking the whole door down. And we know what kind of scene that's going to cause. So that's an important one there. These are all great things that you can do around your house as you're doing upgrades. Maybe it's time for a new garage door opener. Add that on while you're doing it. And that's a great little key right there to making sure your house is safe. Now, here's another one that I've been following, and it's getting to be a bigger deal out there, especially with people that have newer cars. You do not want to keep your car keys on a hook by your front door. Because nowadays, people can come up there and hack into your car, take the code that's off of those without even going in your house, and they can go through, figure out what that code is, and then turn around, unlock your car. They can make their own electronic key for it and they drive off. This just happened here a week ago at a friend of mine's, and they literally got into his house, didn't get inside his house, came up out front outside his front door, hacked the code off of that, came over, hacked into his car and drove off with it. Didn't set off any alarms, didn't set off anything. So it's a good practice if your car keys, keep them 10, 15 feet away from that front door. Make sure they're not right by the front door because technically somebody can get that signal from those keys and get access into your car, especially if you've got a newer one and hack into it. It's a lot easier than what you might think. And there are people all day long out there. Somebody can come up and bust the window in your car, even without those keys, and go in there and reset that up, reprogram a key if they know what they're doing. Boom, they're in there, reprogram, and under a minute, they're driving down the street like they own the car, And so just think about some of those things that'll really help you with car theft. Now, if you're in a bad neighborhood, it's not a bad idea to keep that inside the garage, because then that's where that deadbolt keeps it. And somebody really has to bust in to try to get into that. Now, if you're in a high crime area here, there are some other things that I recommend. Now, I am not a big person for front fences around your front yard, but as the crime rate gets higher, I'm a bigger fan, because you want to have that security and you want to have it so people really have to be obvious before they come up close to the house. Now, there's a lot of different fence materials out there. And these days, I have really dove into liking metal. Maybe it's aluminum, maybe it's steel. But in my area with wildfires, it makes a lot of sense. And if you have any road noise, steel can actually drop down 10 or 15 decibels and reduce that noise and reflect it off into other parts of the neighborhood. So you don't get to hear that road noise as much. If you're hearing cars going by and you're on a busy street, maybe steel might be the option, because it will reflect some sound. It's like when you drive down the freeway and you see those concrete barriers on the side. Those big 8-foot, 10-foot, 12-foot barriers are sound barriers made out of concrete. Steel will do that, but just a little bit less effective. Concrete might not be the look you want to do. You don't want to have Fort Knox here as your house. But steel fencing is a great thing. And if you've got fire-prone neighbors, let's say you're in a wildfire area where a lot of the country can be right now, or if you've got homes that are really close by, that can be an additional fire break. That if your neighbor's house catches on fire and you've got a steel fence going down between them, that will help reflect some of that heat and maybe help with some protection. Now, if you've got 7-8 feet between homes and you've got a fence down there and it's wood, if that catches on fire and it goes right up to your house, that's just a freeway right up to your house. So that's another great way to do that. So take a look at steel. I just did a segment here for this weekend's episode where I added onto my steel fence that I had by Durabond, and I put in a gate and some steel fence there. It is a great product, and it's something that is super durable. If you have a tree branch fall on it, I had a big one drop on mine. It put a little tiny dimple, one that was a lot smaller, took my cedar fence right down to the ground, just destroyed it. So it gives you that durability, and there's some security there as well, because that smooth fence is pretty hard to climb over if you're going to hop over it, because it's a 6-foot fence. And trying to get over a smooth 6-foot fence is pretty hard for most people. You'd have to be pretty athletically inclined to be able to pop over that very easily. So it's a great thing to have. Now, the last thing is to have some good quality door locks. Now, I want to see you have locks that are installed correctly with longer screws into the jamb. And I don't mean the super cheapy ones that are on the Home Center brand. Get something good, even a quick set. My favorite's Baldwin. Of course, I worked with them for years. Even Schlage, but get something that is going to be durable. Baldwin's my favorite because I love the brass hardware and the solid pieces. And they've got the best design style as well. So if you want to make a statement, that's a great way to go. And when people see it, they go, wow, that's quality. That is solid brass, made to last, and it'll hold up. But really, lock hardware is a big deal. A cheap lock, somebody can get through pretty quickly. And that becomes a problem. Now, if you want to go with security, with a security system out there, we were just talking about MB Sentinel. Similar name, different company, Deep Sentinel. They are an AI smart home system. The amount of couple cameras or 3 or 4 cameras around your house. And when you're away or even when you're home, that uses AI. If it sees somebody walking up to the door, it will watch it. If it's a delivery, it'll notify you. And the cool thing is, if it's somebody that's knocking on the door and they're not getting a response, or they're lingering around, or they try to break in, that thing has a 140 decibel siren on it. And here's the cool thing. They have a live guard right there, ready to scare off that intruder. So if you've got problems with people around the house that are hanging around that you don't want out there, or you've got somebody casing out the place, that is the perfect security system for it. All right, everybody, that's the end of the hour. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We got a great hour 2 coming up. If you do, if you're not catching that on the radio, check for the podcast. Just look for Around the House Show. I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.